Section 4.3.8, encourage compliance with existing treaties. Crucial treaties for controlling war that are now in force are not recognized by a few critical nations, in particular the Convention on the Prohibition of the Use, Stockpiling, Production, and Transfer of Anti-Personnel Mines and on their destruction is not recognized by the United States, Russia, and China. The Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court is not recognized by the United States, Sudan, and Israel. Russia has not ratified it. India and China are holdouts, as are a number of other members of the UN. While holdout states argue that the court might be biased against them, the only plausible reason for a nation not becoming a party to the statute is that it reserves the right to commit war crimes, genocide, crimes against humanity or aggression, or to define such acts as not coming under the common definitions of such acts. These states must be pressured by global citizens to come to the table and play by the same rules as the rest of humanity. States must also be pressured to comply with human rights law and with the various Geneva Conventions. The non-complying states, including the U.S., need to ratify the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty and reassert the validity of the still-in-force Kellogg-Briand Pact, which outlaws war.